Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Jackson, and how are you all doing today? That's amazing! We are kicking off our series, Thanks, and I have to say, I am so thankful for all of you. Now, I bet you're already thinking about all of the amazing food that you're going to be eating on Thanksgiving in just a few short weeks. Oh, the turkey, the cranberry sauce, the pumpkin pie and ice cream and whipped cream, the potatoes, both mashed and sweet. Oh, it's gonna be so good. Sorry about that. I honestly feeling a little hungry thinking about all that food. Well, today we're gonna be talking about being thankful in every season. Because like our power truth this week says, God is good in every season. So it's time to say that together. Say this with me. Say, God is good in every season. That's awesome. Now, I'm not talking about the seasons of the weather, like fall. But that does remind me of how much I love fall. The pumpkin-flavored treats, the leaves changing and falling to the ground, and the extra time with family. Wait, where is this noise coming from? I can hardly hear myself think. Let me go check it out really quick. What in the world is even happening? Tinkerbots? What are you guys even doing? How did you get all these leaves in here? There aren't even any deciduous trees around this area. You guys gotta go. Take your leaves with you. Okay, yes. I'll see you guys later for apple cider making. All right, I gotta get back to the heroes in training. All right, I'll see you guys later. Oh, sorry about that, heroes. The Tinkerbots were trying to make a giant leaf pile to jump into. I don't really blame them. Now, I don't even know where they got the leaves from. Anyway, although physical seasons are great, those aren't really the seasons that we're talking about today. See, today I'm talking about the seasons in our lives. Now that kind of sounds confusing, but let me explain. Have you ever had a great day? A day where things are really easy, nothing happened to hurt your feelings, you were getting along with your friends, the sun is shining, your mom took you for an unexpected ice cream trip after school, your best friend got to sleep over and you're allowed to stay up all night? Oh. But what about a hard day? It was gross and stormy outside. You didn't finish all your homework in time. You forgot your lunch and you spilled a drink on your lap at school. Yikes. And at the end of your day, you started to feel sick. Have you ever had a day like that before? That kind of day would be terrible. But what about a day that was just bad? Maybe someone close to you died. Or you found out that your best friend is moving away tomorrow? Or your mom or your dad, they just lost their job and you can't afford groceries? Man, that would be a really bad, bad day. I've just described different types of days that we all have. But sometimes, they aren't just days. Sometimes these kind of days go on for weeks, or months, or even years. This is what we call the seasons of our lives. Big chunks of time in our lives. But do you know what the good news is? No, the great news? God is good in every season. No matter what type of day, week, month, or year we're having, we can rejoice with hearts of thankfulness, knowing God is good, no matter what kind of season we're in. And do you know what this means? What this means is that God is molding and shaping whatever is going on in our lives into His plan for us. And His plan is always good. That doesn't mean you have to be happy about what you're going through.
But you can be thankful, knowing that God has promised to turn whatever you're facing today around for your good. Okay, think about it like this. You want to make a beautiful arrangement of flowers for someone, but there's a problem. Your flowers are kind of a mess. Some are broken, some aren't pretty, some are kind of stinky, ugh, and some just might not quite fit in the way you'd like. You look at all of this and you think, there's no way this mess can turn out good. But God, who can do all things good, can take the mess and whip it together into something wonderful. He can take you and me, even when we are a mess, and do the same thing. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God." In the good or the bad seasons of our lives, God is just good, because God is good in every season. There's someone that was in the Bible that knew that God was good in all seasons. His name is David. God told David that he was going to become king one day. And that's pretty awesome, right? That's really good news. But along the way, David faced many different days of his life. Good days, bad days, and some really hard days. But he was always praising God and had a grateful heart. David trusted God was with him when he fought Goliath, when no one else would. And David defeated Goliath, and that was a good day. All the Israelites cheered for David. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." That's a really good day. But there was this other guy who really didn't like this cheering for David. His name was King Saul, and he didn't trust God, and he didn't trust David. He was very jealous of the great warrior that David was, and was jealous that everyone loved him. One day, Saul had a spear in his hand, and he said, "I'll pin David to the wall." And he threw the spear at David. That was not so great of a day. But David escaped from Saul, and God protected David. After David defeated Goliath, eventually God placed him as king over Israel. In one day, David led his troops into battle against the Amalekites. While David was off fighting the enemies of Israel, the Amalekites raided his camp. They took captive all the women and all who were there, the young and the old, and took them away. When David and his men came back, they found everything burned to the ground. And their wives, sons, and daughters, they were taken captive. They wept loudly until they had no more strength to weep. Then David's men began to plot to get rid of David because they were pretty mad. Can you imagine coming home after a long, hard battle and finding all of your belongings and your family were taken? And then your men decided that it was all your fault, and so they plot against you? That's a really bad day. But the Bible tells us that David didn't panic. Instead, he found strength in the Lord. So after spending some time with the Lord and asking for guidance, God led David to go after the enemy and recover everything that was stolen. David and his men caught up with the enemy who attacked their camp. They fought hard and defeated the Amalekites. David recovered everything they had taken. He'd rescued his family and got all of his sons and daughters. This was another great day. God was good to David. David was one of Israel's greatest kings, but perhaps the coolest thing about David was that he was always trusting in the Lord, and that he thanked him and praised him no matter what difficulties he faced. In fact, he was the one that wrote, "I will bless the Lord at all times." And that's in Psalm chapter 31, verse 1. The reason David was a strong warrior and a great king, even in the hard times, was because he knew God was good at all times. times, in every season, no matter what, because God is good in every season. You know what? Let's say that together one more time. Say it with me. Say, God is good in every season. Now, if you can, I want you to close your eyes and think about everything in your life that God has already given you. Maybe it's a place to live, some food, your family, your friends, your school, or your clothes. You have so many physical gifts from God. And you have God's promises right now that are also gifts to you. God is for you. God is with you. He will never leave you. He created you for some amazing plans that He has for your life. You are chosen to do great things for God. You have the creator of the universe for a father, and He won't withhold any good thing from you. He sent His son Jesus to die for you so that you can live with Him forever. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him. Maybe some of you are going through a hard time, kind of like we all have at some point, or like David did. Maybe you have a bully you're dealing with. Maybe you're afraid of something. But whatever you're facing today, let's take a moment together to pray and tell Him what's on your heart. Let's tell God what we're going through right now. So now let's thank God in advance for how He's going to come through, because He's a good, good God who is good in every season. Let's begin to thank God for what He's already done in your life and what He's going to do. Go ahead, tell Him what you're thankful for. We need to remember that God is good in every season, every single day. So I want to encourage you to make it a practice to find at least one thing every day to thank God for. You can even write them down and keep them in a jar or a container, or drop pictures in a thankfulness journal. This way, you will never forget that, and go ahead, say it with me, God is good in every season. Let me pray for you, heroes. God, thank you so much that you are a good God. In all of the ups and all of the downs and everything that we go through, that you will make it all into your beautiful, wonderful plan that you have for our lives. Sometimes our lives can get really messy, but you do an incredible, wondrous, perfect job in taking that mess and turning it into something wonderful. You are so good. We're so thankful for you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that concludes today's training. We are so proud of you, heroes. We'll see you next week, but always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya!
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.